Last night's terrorist attack at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester has been dubbed an attack on many things, including freedom of expression. Pakistani-American writer Rafia Zakaria says it was also an attack on culture.
The attack on culture, the attack on music and art is it's very strategically savvy, because those are the means by which we engage in this very basic human desire to express ourselves and to enjoy ourselves.
Zakaria says that taking away people's ability to enjoy themselves, to have fun, that is an attack on culture. She fears that such attacks will deter audiences from engaging in cultural events in the future, or even lead to bans for safety reasons. She says it's already happened in other parts of the world where terrorist attacks are much more frequent.
You know, it seems like a slow, or perhaps not so slow, encroachment. I mean, you know, from Pakistan to Afghanistan to the Middle East, on an onslaught, and all stuck. No concerts, no literary festivals, no fun, no laughter, no coming out in cafes. And now it's reached the Western world. And so there is, I see this with immense amounts of heartbreak.
But beyond instilling fear, Zakaria says the ultimate goal of this attack is to pit the Western world against the Muslim world. She says ISIS and similar groups are sending a very calculated message.
I think that the audience for this is the Muslim world, and the frame in which they are trying to present it is, look at these Westerners. They're so sort of immersed in revelry and kind of a hedonistic fun. And then we are coming into the middle of that and avenging their sort of lack of empathy for the rest of the world. Now, it's a very distorted argument. I don't think it's an argument that, you know, the majority of the Muslim world believes in or sympathizes with, because they want to have fun too. And they realize that, you know, terrorist groups like ISIS are responsible for much of the carnage. But I'm trying to show trying to emphasize the sort of intended optics for this beyond the Western public.
And the response to these terrorist incidents can deepen the divide and lead to what she calls a perverse sense of competitive victimhood.
You know, people in the Muslim world look at something like this and say, well, we've lost hundreds of people and thousands of people. So, you know, everybody is sort of entrenched on their side and everybody is hurting. But the problem, of course, is that, we're not able to cross those borders and empathize with each other, which is, of course, exactly what ISIS wants.
Rafia Zakaria is a Pakistani-American writer. Her work appears in Al Jazeera English and other publications.